More now on our story about the huge underspend in the money allocated to build or upgrade 12 mental health facilities. Just 15 of the $500 million has so far been drawn down by the government. Mass overhauls were promised in 2019 to upgrade facilities described as old and overcrowded. But as of 2 weeks ago, it appears just 9 of the 12 projects funded have had any money spent on them. Karen Osborne is the Chief Executive of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission. She's with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
There seems to be a bit of confusion about the actual state of spending. Are you clear on what the real level of progress is?
Look, we've had access to the information that has been published that you've made available to your listeners as well. So that's showing that progress has been slow, and it's really important that these inpatient mental health facilities are upgraded. We know that many of them have outdated design features and need to be upgraded. So this means that people aren't always able to receive the services, the best standard of services that that they require. So we see that urgent need, but it's about facilities. It's also about the workforce. So having the clinical workforce, so doctors, psychologists and nurses, people with lived experience, and the cultural workforce to support people.
Just $15 million drawn down out of that $500 million set aside. You must despair at that.
We would certainly like to see faster progress, and having a look at the report and seeing the reasons why there has been the delays. I mean, those are the issues that need to be addressed. And as the report states, with Te Whatu Ora being established, there's an opportunity for stronger oversight of the whole program of projects and get some faster traction with those developments.
This has been going on for years, though. 2 years ago, we ran stories of this woeful rollout. How can it still be going?
Oh, these projects are complex. They do take time. There's no doubt about that. And the level of engagement with clinicians, as the report points out, with iwi, with Māori, with local communities, that's all really important. So these things do take time, but we would like to see faster traction.
Absolutely. What is your understanding of what's holding up progress?
Well, there's a number of reasons outlined in the paper in terms of some of the oversight. Some of the design of the features, the time it's taking to consult and design the facilities, but mainly consider stronger sort of oversight of the program, complete program of work would make quite a big difference. I mean, having the right expertise to have input into these projects. They're complex building projects, facility projects.
You have an oversight role as well, though, don't you? At a certain point, do you need to take some responsibility?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we absolutely have an oversight role of the system, and we have kept a watch on progress with the Budget 19 investment. I mean, we have particularly focused on the rollout of the Access and Choice program rather than specifically focusing on the infrastructure program, but have been keeping a watching brief on that. So great to see this paper come out. I see that it's from October last year, so it's good to have a look at that and to see what we might need to do in terms of seeing what progress has been made since that time.
Are you taking any action as a result of this report?
Look, it's something that we need to have a look at and talk to the people from Te Whatu Ora and the Ministry of Health and see where things have actually got to and what's changed in this last few months.
Has anything changed on the ground? I mean, since this fund was even announced 4 years ago, have things improved?
Well, certainly in the Access and Choice program, which is part of the Budget 19 investment, and we reported back on that program late last year, and we can see that things have improved in terms of access to primary care level services. So there's good rollout of that frontline mental health services in primary care, and we're keeping a watching brief on that. So, yes, things have changed on the ground.
When would you expect to see real, tangible progress here, though? Is 4 years not enough time?
Well, 4 years is quite a long time, and we would want to see tangible progress, both in terms of facilities, but as I said, it's about the workforce. So we've called for a stronger plan around the workforce, but also it's about investment in community services. So services that people can access early in the course of their journey of distress, before they become acutely distressed and need inpatient care. but also at the other side, it's about services when people are discharged. So it's not just having a close look at facilities, that's just one part of the equation. It's having a look right across the system and say, where does the investment need to be made? Where can the biggest difference be made? And keeping a focus on those areas as well.
On the workforce, you mentioned that. Could we even staff the facilities if these new buildings were complete?
Well, I think it's about these facilities are about upgrading many facilities. So it is saying, what is the staffing that's required? What's the mix of staffing, the mix between clinical staff, staff with lived experience, cultural workforce, and what's the pipeline to develop those workforces and have them ready, available to be working in these facilities. And that with a facility design project, I mean, that thinking about the model of care, how the services are going to operate, is a really important part of that design process. So it's not just about the building, it's also about how the service is going to operate and provide the best possible care.
Appreciate your time. That was Karen Osborne, the Chief Executive of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission